afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host for today is Dave Allen, and we are going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Monday, January 8th, 2018. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Melody.
It's January 8th. Where has those 8 days gone? I mean, are you kidding me? We're going to be talking about January 2019 here in the blink of an eye. But
I'm already looking forward to the summer solstice.
Yes. you and me both. And here we have, let's go see what gold is doing today. Gold really had a nice day. We saw a little bit of strength in the dollar today. And, in the aftermarket trade, electronic trade, New York spot price, gold is up 70 cents, $1,320.50 today. A little pressure on silver, down 7 cents today at $1,719. Platinum was up $2 today at $976. And palladium was up 7 at 1103 for palladium, up 7. The USDX today was up 0.35 at 92.37, and crude oil was up 43 at 61.87. And the paper markets today, most of them were positive today. I think the Dow was negative, but let's see what the last minutes of trade. And the Dow was down 14 points, 25,281. The NASDAQ was up 20 at 7,157. The S&P was up 4.55 at 2,747. 10-year yield today holding at 2.48. The euro, pressure on that, of course, with the dollar weaker, 120, down 0.58. European markets, London had a little bit of pressure. Everything else, Asia and the other European nations were stronger. And we seem to be eliminating a little bit of fear in the fear and greed index. We're moving up on the into the greed territory, and a little pressure on Bitcoin today. That was down 9.5%. So there really was, not a lot of news, I think, for a Monday. I think we saw with the big storm just blasting all the way from Florida all the way up to Maine, really shut down. Dave, I was reading some horror stories from the JFK airport.
Mm-hmm.
People were in a plane for 30 hours.
Oh.
And it was like they actually took them out of the plane, took them so they could get something to eat, and then they brought them back on the plane. And I'm thinking, baby, if you got me out of that plane, I wouldn't be heading back to it.
Now there's customer service.
Yeah, they can't even bring the food to you. But
Melody,
I mean, it was,
that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder if there were any detractors. No, I'm not going back on.
I wouldn't. Of course, if there was ever a situation where I was to be arrested, it would be as if I was held captive on an airplane on the tarmac for more than an hour. I would not. I would do what I had to do to get out of there.
And, maybe. That's very interesting. I missed that one. I think maybe the news is snowed in. Maybe the news is just tired. The news has been very busy this past year.
It has, but I think only today is going to be the breather. I did see something come out. This is from the Washington Post, though. I don't want to get, too deep into this, because we really don't know until it actually happens and so forth. And I don't think this is really a big surprise. And but I guess it was released today, the most likelihood that Mueller is going to, speak. He will seek to interview with Trump personally. I don't know if it'll be just with among his attorneys or with his attorneys or just, of course, he would be with him and his attorneys. So it looks like he is looking to take it to that next step, and we'll have to see exactly how it plays out and so forth. But and that
That'll
was
be
in the House
interesting.
of
That'll be interesting to see how that plays out, won't it?
Yes, it will. And I'm not going to make any comments on which direction. I mean, there certainly is. We'll just see how it plays out. But again, there's really not a whole lot of news going on out there. We've talked last week about the holiday debt is piling on to already high credit card balances. It looked like credit card debt is going to cross the 1 trillion number in 2018. That's a scary number in credit card debt. And again, we're hitting all these records, and none of the records are really great records, to be proud of. Hey, us Americans, we're far into debt. We're reaching $1 trillion in our credit cards today.
We rock.
We rock. And the Bank of England, I don't know where this report came from, Dave. I don't know if it's a credible story or not. International Business Times was yesterday how the Bank of England is planning a Bitcoin-style virtual currency. And again, there's a lot of stories that are being released about Bitcoin and other virtual currencies trying to replace cash. Whether that's in our future or not remains to be seen. However, it certainly does look that that's a path. And the big question is what happens to the US dollar? And of course, it gets weaker, purchasing power diminishes, and gold prices go higher. So we're certainly looking like we're on a trend where countries, for various reasons, whether it be China, whether it be Pakistan, whether it be Russia, whether it be Iran, whether it be England, seem to be pulling just a little bit away from the US dollar. And so there goes the way of the petrodollar, and there goes our reserve currency. Even though we still transact, probably 85% of the world transactions are still done in the US dollar, which is, a considerable amount. We are seeing that trend, and so it
Well,
is a trend that is good for gold.
certainly the tables being set now. I think a big event or a big bellwether of the direction that we're going to be heading in may come if and when China decides to push the yuan backed by gold. For Russia, Saudi Arabia, some other big players for future gold purchases. We first started reading about that when back as early as September and October. So that we may find coming to the forefront in the very near future. And again, certainly good news for gold and silver prices.
And people really do need to pay attention. It's not like China and the relationship from gold, with gold is certainly different than the United States and gold. I mean, the United States, they don't want you to own gold, but China understands gold. China understands that it is wealth, and so it is a big deal. And again, you're absolutely correct. We'll see how this unfolds and the impacts that it has on gold. In this week's newsletter, of course, you have an article in there. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But we also have Doug Nolan in there from the Credit Bubble Bulletin. And he is just, he just puts everything into perspective without fanfare. There's no sensationalism when it comes to his articles. There isn't any, it's just facts. And he it is the debt bubble is the biggest of all debt bubbles, and he is the granddaddy of all bubbles. And this will be in the newsletter, so make sure you go to dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. It'll go out here probably a little after 5 o'clock Eastern time. But he talks about how all the equities, how the U.S. equities have attracted the strongest flows at $180 billion. He's talking about ETFs, and international equities weren't far behind. And there's never been anything comparable to this market structure. He says bubbles are self-reinforcing, but unsustainable inflations, inevitably unsustainable inflations. Asset bubbles are fueled by some underlying source of unsound monetary inflation. He says major speculative bubbles and manias. If people don't know what a mania is, look around to the paper markets and you'll find one. He talks about the manias are always propelled by key misperceptions and resulting monetary disorder. And that's exactly what we have, monetary disorder. And it's just not here in the States, but it's around the world. 2008, we're approaching the 10-year anniversary. It arrives this year. A decade has passed, yet global central banks continue with quantitative easing and ultra-low rates. And that's what's keeping the system going for 10 years, Dave. Quantitative easing and these low rates. What, doesn't anybody believe that this isn't going to have some sort of major impact on a monetary structure?
Well, as we talked about on Friday, Melody, the Fed starting to unload all the treasuries it's bought over the last 10 years and looking to unload at least $600 billion later this year, right around the same time that the federal government's going to look to borrow another $1.25 trillion as it presumably looks to implement the tax cut bill that it recently passed, and also enact further spending cuts that will nevertheless drive up deficits. So put that all together, there's a big storm out ahead, and the waves are just beginning to rise.
You know, that's really true. And I think people are, I think we're going to see markets go higher. We're going to see things look like things are going great this year. Of course, you're going to have that money repatriated back. And we'll talk about that later on in the week about where do the monies go. You can hear different heads of these multinational corporations saying, oh, no, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. I heard one from Aflac, the CEO of Aflac. He's there, well, you know, we're going to do this R&D. It's going to, you know, and yes, some of that money is going to go back into buying back our shares. We do care about our employees, and we want to make sure we take care of them. But we also are going to take care of our shareholders. Their shareholders earned 30% last year.
Yeah, it's talk like that, that reminds me anyway that the best hiding place for a lot of this repatriated money, you know, is sort of a function of this blah, 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 blah talk by CEOs and spokespersons of the multinationals who know that their number one reason for being is to support their shareholders. And it's almost as if, you know, their employees are an afterthought.
But they use it as image. All they're doing is building their image.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're doing. But yet, you know, if you parade them around on the mainstream media financial programs, yeah, they're talking all the first, if they have a 10-minute interview, the 8 minutes are all about their employees. It's those last 2 minutes will tell you the truth of where they're really coming from.
We're great. We just gave all our employees a $1,000 bonus. Well, you know, hey, that's every dollar helps. But get back to me in a couple of years and tell me what you've done for your employees in that intervening time.
And, you know, every employee got $1,000, but what did the corporation get in order to, I mean, you know, they got the tax cuts, but what other bonuses did they get or promises in order for them to say, hey, come out here, now we're saving money on our taxes and so forth? They didn't give these $1,000 bonuses unless they knew they were going to get more than what they've already received. But
time will tell, Melody.
Time will tell. What else you got there for today to start before we get into some other things? Well, we'll be heading into a break here in 3 minutes.
Well, I just want to say to listeners, greetings and welcome to what I'm calling Make the Most of Another Monday Day. There's a lot on my mind too, Melody, but as you like to say, our major goal is to wade through all the noise out there to bring our listeners truthful information and honest opinions about issues that matter the most, particularly to gold and silver investors. Now, I'm happy to announce in a new financial survival segment, which we're calling Brevity is Golden, we're going to shine a spotlight every Monday on one or more news briefs that we believe are noteworthy and, yes, just a little bit fun at the same time. So, Melody, here goes. Today's brief is a single one. It comes from former conservative talk show host Charlie Sykes, who offered in a column yesterday a number of points for folks retiring these wild and wacky political times. I'm just going to cover a few of them. First, he says, in retirement, get ready to meet new people. Charlie observes, you'll be surprised how many people you thought were your best friends have apparently mistrust your phone number, misplaced your phone number, beg your pardon. Two, make a budget. He says comically, unless you've been a member of Congress, it might come as a shock that you can't run up huge debt and then tell your credit card companies it's okay because you're counting on economic growth. I like that one. He also says learn something new. It's a great idea. A new
It
language,
is.
for example. But my own personal caveat. Don't open a new Facebook or Twitter account, even if you're in strict control of your civil yet addictive alter ego. You'll regret it. And on a serious note, remember that you still have work to do. He notes that our best or most meaningful accomplishments may lie ahead in the golden years. When you're ready, look for a part-time job or volunteer somewhere, or both. Work for an organization, political or charitable, whose mission really resonates with you. And I'll add an extra final tip, Melody. Don't forget about your investments in retirement. Buy enough gold, silver, and other precious metals now to prepare for the coming downturn in the paper markets. As Melody said, we'll be talking more about investments later in the show. And just on a even lighter note, real briefly, the sports fans out there know that Alabama and Georgia won their college football playoff semifinals on New Year's Day and are going to meet in the national championship tonight in Atlanta. The Georgia Bulldogs are reigning champs. I'm not a betting man, Melody, but I'm looking for a high-scoring game with Georgia coming out on top. Hey, go ahead.
Well, we're going into break, so I don't have time to comment on that.
Oh, darn.
Please stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Back already?
Yes. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, listening to Financial Survival, I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Dave Allen. And I want to appreciate Dave. He's done some, Dave, you've done some TV work. You've done some previous radio co-hosting on various stations around, I think mainly in Pennsylvania or around the D.C. area when you were with the CBO department. And but it's been a little while since you're kind of breaking your legs. I shouldn't say that, but you're
one at a time, Melody. One at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
But I am sore. Trust me, I am sore.
But I want to thank you. You're doing a great job. I have a lot of comments from a lot of the listeners, and we appreciate the listeners as we transition.
Oh, that's nice.
So
it's been a lot of fun so far.
You know, this is a transition for Discount Gold and Silver. Well, really not Discount Gold and Silver. It's a transition for Financial Survival. And even me as a co-host, I kind of have to change, too. I have to change, the relationship that I've had for the past 5 years. So thank you, and thank you, listeners. And, you know, we were talking about earlier in the first segment, Dave was talking about the segment that we're going to have, Brevity is Golden. And so it's going to be on news briefs or anything that could be fun. It could be, it's going to be noteworthy. And I'm going to ask you, the listeners, if you would like to have a topic that you would like discussed, or maybe a news brief that happened earlier in the day or over the weekend or during the week, send it to me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. And we'll make sure we address it on the Monday's program. So you have all week and the weekend to send me something. And we'd appreciate your being involved. And this is something that we'd like to see going forward is your involvement with this program also. So, because lots of times, Dave, we miss things. We become focused on one particular topic, one particular area, and perhaps we're not answering the questions that many of the listeners might have. So,
it's so true. I mean, it's so easy with just the volume of noise out there to miss something that's really important to our listeners. So I certainly echo what you're saying, Melody, and encourage our listeners to send us your comments, send us your suggestions for future Brevity news briefs.
And January is going to be an active month. I believe we have, there's going to be rulings on DACA. We have the budget. There's a lot of deadlines for January, Dave.
Yeah, January 19th, another government shutdown date looming, going to require another deal. Appropriators are still trying to reach a deal on discretionary and defense spending levels. Democrats don't want to raise spending caps, defense spending caps, without an equal increase in domestic spending. And most Republicans, particularly the leaders, are saying there's no way they can let that happen, particularly with last year's Budget Reconciliation Act requiring cuts from current levels of roughly $5.8 trillion over 10 years. So that piece of it's certainly going to be a huge challenge for both parties, particularly the House and Senate Republicans.
Can you repeat that about the 5.8 trillion?
Oh, well, not only did the Budget Reconciliation Act call for these tax cuts that were going to add $1.5 trillion dollars to the debt, but built into projections are spending cuts that they're on the order of $5.8 trillion dollars that are going to have to be made in order to make the reconciliation targets, which are just House and Senate regulations. But if they don't meet certain targets, then their so-called PAYGO, sort of a pay-as-you-go bill from a couple of years back as part of a bipartisan deal, more automatic so-called sequestration would kick in, cuts to virtually every department, including defense. So they've got some work cut out for them in 2018.
So that's why they're targeting Social Security. That's why they're targeting Medicare and Medicaid, because that's the only place they could go to get to have spending cuts of $5.8 trillion.
Yeah, over the course of that period of time, you're right. But I mean, it's looking to affect virtually every discretionary and so-called mandatory spending line item in the federal budget. You know, you mentioned DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals Act, that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters before the holiday recess that if there is a bipartisan agreement, that the administration also supports. And now that's a big if, particularly if the president is going to require money, $18 billion, I think was the latest figure they've thrown out for partial construction or continuing construction of the wall, that unless he backs off of that, presumably the administration will not support a bipartisan agreement, that it'll be interesting to see how particularly McConnell in the Senate will react to that. He's got some members. It's a little different in the House, where there is looking to be enough support in the Republican side that they may not need any Democrats, depending on how it comes down. But on the Senate side, that could be an issue. Certainly, there's going to be some kind of border security as well. But the wall continues to be the big question that I think will determine whether or not, particularly the Senate, takes up immigration reform and the DACA to protect the so-called Dreamers, the children whose status is about to change come March.
Well, I heard that there was going to be, I heard or read that if they didn't get the money for the wall, I mean, it was, the money is going to be in there for the wall, period. So we'll see. We'll see.
We will see.
We will see. But
another big issue out there, Melody, that's sort of below the radar, but should be on all of our minds. It was a topic that James Cormitt talked a little bit about last Friday in our interview with him, is what's called the Section 702 surveillance law that's used by the National Security Agency and other intelligence departments throughout the government to justify warrantless surveillance of electronic communications of foreign nationals located abroad. That expires in mid-January. Now, that debate is pitting hardline intelligence hawks against people like Senator Rand Paul and Ron Wyden, who've threatened to filibuster when faced with the prospect of a long-term extension of the law. They don't like it one bit. But in the middle are lawmakers who are pushing for lighter reforms but reforms that are likely not to satisfy the privacy advocates. So that'll be interesting to see if that comes to the forefront, as it probably will, because of the looming mid-January deadline. Healthcare. Senator Susan Collins, as we know, in exchange for her support and vote in the final tax bill in December, was promised a vote on both her what's called reinsurance bill and the Alexander Murray bill funding cost-sharing reductions for the Affordable Care Act. She didn't get either in December, so she's likely going to be looking for both to be part of the must-pass government funding bill this month. Stay close on top of that. And what else? Disaster relief. Certainly the lawmakers from Texas and Florida, who, as we recall, were hit hard by hurricanes last year, they're anxious to pass a multi-billion-dollar disaster relief package on top of the several billion that has already been passed. We can only hope they don't forget about our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico as well. And beyond that, Congress still has other big issues. I mean, there's the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, that funding authorization, I guess, expired last fall. There's the debt limit increase, which will come to the forefront at least twice this year, probably. There's the extension of expired tax credits. There's Iran, there's North Korea, there's the fiscal year 2019 budget and reconciliation bill. And of course, there's the big infrastructure bill, which we haven't seen anything about as we're coming into the second year of the Trump presidency. And did I mention, Melody, that congressional midterm elections are this year too? That reality alone can make it difficult for anything to get done this year, of course, other than a lot of bipartisan squabbling and tweeting. 2018 is certainly looking to be another banner fascinating year in politics.
Well, it certainly is. And in the meantime, everybody overlooks and everybody feels comfortable with their finances. And I mean, we've got some severe problems. And again, it's everybody is sort of, you know, on this high of everything's just going to keep going higher and higher and higher. And, you know, their quarterly statements perhaps are now showing profits, and they're just riding the wave. And it is a good time of the year to take a peek at where your funds are invested. We're not financial planners, but I've been doing this for a very long time. Dave has been involved with a very long time. And so we'd like to be able to give you some ideas and what you should be doing. I believe in diversification. And I think that is something, I mean, you can see it with the numbers coming out with the U.S. Mint. I mean, the U.S. Mint has had the worst year since 2007. And so I don't believe people are allocating their funds properly, especially in a time, Dave, where everything is just going higher, higher, and higher, and higher. You just kind of, you know, it's going to always be that way. And the optimism is pushing everything to these levels. And sure, we're going to have $1 trillion coming back from overseas. We talked about that earlier. Yeah, you're going to see some impacts. But the structure, the system, it baffles me. But hey, folks, if you're making a profit, get it insured with gold and silver. So now's the time to really take a peek at what you have and make sure that you are positioned and that you are diversified and that you do have enough gold and silver in your portfolio.
Melody, you're so right. The start of a new year is always a good time to evaluate your investments. You make sure of three things. One, that you know your portfolio's performance compared to relevant market indexes, that your portfolio is adequately diversified, as Melody alluded to, and that mainly to protect against certain downturns and risks. And three, that you're positioning your portfolio so, yes, you don't outlive your investments.
I don't think anybody is doing that in today's world, outliving their money.
Oh boy,
we're afraid. We're
what a trip, you know. There are any number of ways you can determine how your investments are performing. You can analyze performance any time, any day, virtually any time period between 10 minutes and 30 years. For example, if your precious metals portfolio is made up of gold, silver, platinum, and or palladium, I'm talking about bullion now, not stocks or mutual funds, you can track the price of them 24/7 at any number of sites.
Like ours. DGS Coins.
DGScoins.com. Another site, elemental.com, where the prices of gold and silver stocks are also available. If you'd like to know at any point in time where you stand, call us at 800-375-4188, where we'd be plenty happy to let you know the current and historical prices of your precious metals.
I played options.
Sorry, say again.
What kind of index options should we be looking for?
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, it's a good question. You're right. I mean, there are a number of them available out there to review our portfolio's performance. And the main thing you want is a website that provides a number of different time horizons, depending on the time period you're looking at and evaluating performance. You can compare the price of your precious metal over time periods ranging from 10 minutes and 1 hour to 20 and 30 years at a lot of these sites. For the purpose of performing an annual review, you'll usually want to choose the year-to-date or one-year option, look-back option. You know, that's assuming your analysis is for the calendar year that's just ended, and that's usually a great and logical time to be reviewing performance.
You know, and I think this is what we're trying to do, folks. This is to give you help so you can take control. You hear me say that all the time. It's time that you take control of your finances. So when you do talk to your financial plan, and I know a lot of my listeners out there, you don't have any paper at all, but a lot of you do. You have your pension plans, your retirement accounts, your 401s, your IRAs, and you need to be on top of what's in there and what type of portfolio you have. This is what we're trying to bring you so you have places to go and you can check and find out exactly where you need to change. And we're heading into a new break right now. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to Financial Survival Radio. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and my co-host today is Dave Allen. And we're talking about how to effectively manage your gold and silver and other investments. And so Dave, you know, we talk about diversification. What about asset allocation?
Well, you know, that's a great point. We know that in every investment portfolio, assets are either actively chosen by their investor, such as when you call discount gold and silver to buy gold and silver coins, or to have your assets placed into a precious metals IRA, or they're passively managed by the investor in, say, an after-tax mutual fund or a pre-tax 401, as you mentioned earlier. But, you know, a portfolio's assets can be allocated in any number of ways. For example, the portfolio can be composed entirely of, say, gold and silver, or just gold, or just silver, or all equities, or U.S. treasuries, or it can be a broad combination of precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, or other asset classes. Most certified financial planners advise their clients to select an asset allocation plan. And that depends on factors like their age, when they want to retire, their risk tolerance, you know, to name just a few. And as Melody mentioned earlier, discount gold and silver trading does not provide financial planning or an investment advice. You need to seek out licensed financial planners for that. Now, some purely hypothetical asset allocation samples, Melody, could include 100% gold, 100% silver, 40% gold, 20% silver, 20% platinum, 20% palladium, 50% stocks, 50% bonds, or 25% gold and silver, 25% stocks, 25% bonds, 25% real estate, just about any other combination that adds to 100%. That's your asset allocation plan. Melody, you know this better than anyone else. We're often asked, how much gold, silver, and other precious metals should we own as part of our portfolio?
You know, it truly is what's suitable for each and every individual, because we all differ. And so many of the financial planners and dealers, they all try to put everybody in the same box. Of course, you're asking the barber if you need a haircut. So, yeah, I mean, right now in the times that we face, I wouldn't want to personally own any paper whatsoever, because I do believe there's a severe risk coming. But pension plans, finance, you know, all of those that we discussed that you mentioned, yeah. And so I believe in having it insured, just like you insure your home. If you have a $250,000 home, you're not going to insure it for 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with your assets. If you have $250,000 in assets, you should have, you know, an equal amount of gold. So I do believe that's a good way of trying to figure out your balances. But again, is that suitable for everybody? These are just rules of thumbs and things that you can gauge. Where are you now? That's the whole point of everything. Where are you now? And then when I break that down, I believe in 80% gold, 20% silver. But people have personal objectives. They have their own personal opinions on what they want to invest in. So the most is 50-50, 50% gold, 50% silver. I wouldn't adjust that in any way. But yet, I have clients, as you mentioned, 100% silver, some are 100% gold, some are, you know, so it's what makes you come to the decisions on what you own is your knowledge, is what you know, and that's what tells you your comfort level and what you believe. We're here to assist. We're here to give you the ammunition to make those decisions. And so I don't know if I answered your question.
You answered it and then some.
As I usually do.
And you, Melody.
Hey, Dave, I just need to say something right now. And this goes back to the very beginning of the program. I got an email from Bob in Iowa, and he says he differs in believing that it will be a low-scoring game. Alabama held Clemson to 6 points, and in his view, Clemson has a stronger offense than does Georgia. His guess is Alabama 24, Georgia 10.
Oh, Bob, you are on. I'm going to take the over on that. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. But listen, listeners, call Discount Gold and Silver. Ask for Melody. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get not what you want to hear. You're going to get what we think you need to hear with truth and with honesty. You know, people who own paper assets, stocks, bonds, real estate, whatever, someone says without asking a question, well, you ought to have at least 5% in gold and silver.
Say what?
Say what is right. You want someone who's going to ask you your age, your retirement age, when you want to retire, that is, your cash flow needs now and when you retire, how long you expect to live, how much cash you have to invest, your risk tolerance, and other factors. And that last factor alone, the risk tolerance, is, as Mel said, probably the number one reason why you need to be in gold and silver right now. But as for helping you put together an asset allocation plan, that's for a licensed financial planner. We strongly encourage you to do what's best. Melody, if I may, Kelly Bayshore, who's a licensed investment advisor with the financial planning firm Addison Hill, wrote in a recent blog on their website that 25% of their clients said in a recent survey that a stock market crash and its impact on their investments was their biggest concern. Ms. Bayshore reminds us that the risk of a market correction is always going to be present, and so will other types of risks such as interest rates. But the one thing she points out is that we're well into the ninth year now of a bear market. The average bear market over the last, I believe, 70 years has been 9.5 years. That's upon us. Not that past is prologue, but keeping that in mind, she emphasizes that proper diversification and cash flow planning are the two ways that will help you manage whatever risk is in your portfolio. Now, diversification, Melody mentioned, and beg the question, what, diversify my gold and silver portfolio? Well, Melody raises an interesting point. Yes, listeners, you can choose to have all your eggs in one basket, but all your eggs don't have to come from the same hen. Take a hypothetical investor who owns $10,000 in gold, say 100% of it in the gold American Eagle coins. I emphasize hypothetical here because that's what it is. It's just imaginary to show you an example. Now, if the investor wants to diversify his or her gold holdings, she could consider buying other types of gold coins, such as the $10 or $20 Liberty, the Canadian Maple Leaf, the South African Kruger Rand, or a rare pre-1933 numismatic coin, to name just a few. Melody?
And you're absolutely correct. And we do this all the time. And a lot of these recommendations that come from these analysts that tell you to get 5 or 10%, all they want you to own is bullion. And they only want you to own this, and they only want you to own that. Well, there's a world of gold. The gold market, yeah, we see pressure on prices, the manipulation of the prices. They suppress the price of gold. But the gold industry in itself continues to grow. I mean, considering it was only the mid-70s that we were able to own gold once again, and to consider that the U.S. Mint started making the American gold and silver eagles in 1986, it has come a long way, baby. And we are continuing to see this market grow, expand, and so it's not going to go away. And you can diversify within the gold market. And I hear all the arguments, and I'll tell you what, I can defend anything that these other analysts and so forth say about you shouldn't own anything else but gold eagles. Each coin has a purpose and a place in a portfolio. It's my job to explain the differences, how they would perform differently, which markets they perform better in, and to give you an education on the coins. The only reason the other dealers don't want to do it is because they don't want to spend the time with you. They don't want you to know your options. They don't want you to know your choices. Just like the $20 gold pieces, they're a steal right now because the premiums are so low to where they've been historically. I'd be buying these all day long without even a hesitation. So when someone's just telling you to buy one type of coin, they're really not giving you the benefit of the deal. They're actually telling you that you're not smart enough to understand the differences and to make those choices. They're taking that away. They're taking your decision away from you, your option to make a decision. And then if they do give you a decision, then you have to make sure that they're actually giving you the truth on a lot of these other products. So, yes, you can diversify within the gold and silver market. And there's right times to buy things if premiums get too high, and that's what I do. I mean, it'd be easy, Dave. It'd be easy if I just sat here and sold gold eagles all day long.
Oh.
Hey, buy gold eagles, you know, and I sell a lot of gold eagles. I don't have a problem with gold eagles. They're great to own.
It would certainly make ensure that your inventory shelves are a little more organized.
Perhaps. But and platinum right now. Someone asked, you know, a lady, she had she received an inheritance, and she was asking about platinum. Have your base, have your foundation of your home first. Have your foundation of gold and silver. And then you can diversify and spread out and pick up some platinum. It's a steal right now. I mean, it really is. It's a steal for platinum. So this is how you have to look at things. And sometimes there's better times than others to buy one particular product.
Thanks for that insight. Now, in the remaining time we have, there are two areas I want to finish up on, if I could, real quickly.
Yes, we have.
One is rebalancing. Just real briefly, we mentioned asset allocation plans. Most financial planners work with their clients, or in lieu of that, clients, investors ought to do this yourselves periodically, every quarter, every 6 months, at a minimum once a year. You want to rebalance your assets. So, and again, this is hypothetical, and this can work if you're 100% invested in gold and silver, 80% gold, 20% silver, and their values rise inconsistently. At the start of every year, if you're committed to that as a long-term plan, you want to redistribute those balances, those assets, so that you stick with that long-term asset allocation plan. So if, let's say, for example, you're an investor who has 25% of your assets in precious metals, 25% in stocks, bonds, and real estate, strictly hypothetical. I don't think you want that. I think you want more in gold and silver. At the end of the year, we can assume that the asset values have grown inconsistently in each class, such that the portfolio is now valued at 40% stocks and 20% bonds, real estate, and gold and silver. To reallocate your assets to get back to your long-term plan, you want to sell some of those stocks and buy more bonds, real estate, and gold. Does that make sense, Melody? Remember, listeners, this is all hypothetical, but we think it's important that once you have a plan, that you're committed to, you should try and stick with it the best that you can.
I think plans are very important, and that's how you prepare. You prepare by planning, and you have to follow that plan, and, you know, and I think that's something that, you know, we get caught in onto our little ruts, and we stay where we're at, and I don't call that planning if you're not doing what you just explained, so
go ahead. Oh, gosh, I just had a mental blank of who I was going to quote. Will Rogers once said, "You can be on the right track but still get run over if you're standing still." That resonates with me. That's funny, but it's scarily true.
Yes, it is.
In the minute that we have left, I just want to share briefly the perspectives of Chip Addis, who's president of Addison Hill, who reported in a separate blog recently that 44% of their clients said that outliving their assets was their top concern. You know, regardless of how much money each of us has or is planning to have in retirement, Melody, who wants their assets to lose their purchasing power, or worse yet, run out of money during retirement while we're still alive? And we have to rely.
The key is purchasing power there. Get it protected with gold and silver. 1-800-375-4188. We're out of time, Dave. I want to thank you for joining. I look forward to our program on Wednesday. Tomorrow I'll be back with Butch Paul. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.